The 2003 budget proposed by President Bush features a colored picture of a wind sled, with a caution to lawmakers that this is a prime example of wasteful spending. The wind sled is from an $80,000 appropriation for Ashland County to be used as a winter rescue vessel on Lake Superior's Shawamigan Bay. That's not pork in Ashland Fire Chief Keith Twite's book.
We've seen a number of deaths over the years on Shawamigan Bay, and this lake is unforgiving, as most waterways are. But this particular lake, with the low water temperatures year-round, is always particularly dangerous. And so consequently, if a victim is thrust into the water here, their life expectancy time window diminishes very rapidly.
Ashland County Sheriff John Kovac says three people have drowned since 1990 because they couldn't rescue them after falling through the ice. He remembers one case of a 16-year-old boy whose snowmobile broke through the ice 10 years ago.
It was really terrible for the people on scene to stand there and basically be, you know, virtually helpless. Plus his dad was there, and it was just a bad situation.
Rescuers and his father watched as the boy drowned. Since then, Ashland has been using a hovercraft, but it doesn't have enough room to rescue more than one person at a time from the broken ice. The Ice Angel sled can handle six people, twice as many as the hovercraft. The president's budget must still be approved by Congress, so the Ice Angel may still come to the rescue next winter. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.